Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We told you guys to save the date, August the 15th, because of a very special event coming up. And now we can give you some details on what we got going on for Kids Kids. Kids Kids is the organization that I started over 20 years ago when I was four. And it was a trip to Disney World for kids who are suffering from chronic or terminal illness, just to forget about things for a while.
I could see inside your mind, past your bright eyes, deep inside. I'd like to know how you find your strength.
So every year we send these kids to Disney World, and it's grown to the point where now there's about 50 entire families that go. Each of those families has a child, at least one, sometimes multiple kids who are suffering from a terminal illness. And so we raise money for this every year, and then we go along with them. And one day a year, we ask you guys to donate. That's it. One day. And we've been so fortunate because you guys have always come through for us with so much money, $300,000-$400,000 every time we do it. And that's what it costs to get the kids down there and stuff. So we thought maybe there's a way that instead of just having that one day of fundraising, that we could offer something back to the listeners and give them something fun and also raise some money for Kids Kids. And that's why we have decided on August 15th, at the House of Blues in Dallas, Texas, we're going to have the first ever Kids Kids concert. Oh, it's the concert for Kids Kids. Hey. Concert for Kids Kids. Kelly, take it away.
Yeah, it's on Thursday night, August 15th at the House of Blues. The tickets go on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can get those at Ticketmaster.com.
We wanted to have it
outlets.
But we wanted to have it somewhere in a place where, like, our audience all across the country, it would be a short flight to get there if people wanted to fly in for it.
Sure. You can also charge by phone with a toll-free number. I'll give you that in a second. But here's the deal. We got to announce who's going to be performing here.
Okay, are we going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess. I hope so.
Let's just do one. We'll do
one. I don't know which one to pick.
Well, I think we should pick that first one there.
Okay. I'm very excited.
I am too.
He's a sexy man. I've never seen him perform in concert.
They came to me a bunch of times and said, how about this for the headliner? How about this guy? How about this group? And each time I'm like, for the Kids concert, I'd like to be somebody a little better. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
No,
and then they came to me with this name.
I'm definitely.
Like, if you can get that guy, absolutely I'm in. So, headlining our Kids concert.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Oh,
whoa.
Nice.
I like him, don't you guys?
I like him. I love his new song.
Which song do you like?
Take me to the other side.
Oh, this one.
That one.
This
new one.
Yeah.
Take me to the other side. I like his first one in my head. That was pretty good.
Good too.
Well, JC, we might have that one for you right here.
Oh, really? It's the request.
One night only, August 15th, House of Blues. Our first ever concert for Kids Kids, starring Jason Derulo. He's had so many hits in such a short period of time, like this one. And that's what we wanted, you know? We wanted an artist that's going to be, like, super positive and the kids love him.
Yeah, good attitude. You know, he's a good guy.
Solo, I'm going solo.
How about good attitude? Didn't this dude break his neck? He was all healthy now, came back strong.
Yeah, we had Jason Derulo in 2009 at the Hard Rock in San Antonio. You guys remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real cool dude.
And then that's back when he only had that one song out, but man, it was huge. You guys remember? Ooh, what you say?
Yep.
The Imogen Heap sample, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jason Derulo will be headlining our first ever Kids Kids concert on August 15th.
And again, tickets go on sale this Friday, you know, through Ticketmaster and their outlets. But if you buy them this Friday only from the House of Blues box office, you won't have to pay the service charge.
Excellent. Can you do that online, or you mean right there at the House of Blues?
It says purchase from the House of Blues box office on July 12th only and don't pay the service charge.
Yeah. We've got other artists to tell you about who are going to be there, but we have to throw a big shout out to Raising Cane's. Thank you for sponsoring the first ever Kids Kids concert at the House of Blues with Jason Derulo headlining.
More to come.
More to come. We'll announce another one here in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to have lots of VIP opportunities too, like fly-in packages and chances to hang out with the artists and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Yeah. All right. So
you can buy those packages too.
KidsKids.com.
Yep. And all the proceeds and benefit KidsKids to help us keep this trip going year after year, that this miraculous 4 days in Disney World that can just change the lives of these kids and give them a whole new reason to fight hard and to, you know, try to overcome whatever it is they're dealing with.
Yeah.
August 15th, House of Blues, Kid Craddock in the Morning's first ever concert for KidsKids. Jason Rulo, not the only performer.
Okay.
We'll tell you more. Who else is going to be there in just a couple minutes? It'll go away.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You know me and my crazy theories. I got another one.
What's that?
I think that Chris guy from The Bachelorette is really ticked off at Dez because the ratings suck.
That's oh, the rating's down?
It's the lowest rated Bachelorette in the history of the franchise.
Ooh. Even worse than that Ashley girl, the dentist?
Even worse than the dentist. That was the question I asked. Even worse than the dentist one?
Yeah, that was the
They're like,
worst
yeah,
one.
Even worse than that. So we'll get to some of the Bachelorette stuff and a theory as to why it's so bad this year.
Is Reality Steve upset that it's so bad?
Oh, yeah, of course he is. Or anybody, all the people. It's kind of like when your sports team sucks.
Yeah.
It's not just bad for your city. It's bad for all the restaurants around the stadium.
Yeah.
It's bad for the TV stations that carry them. It's bad for all the endorsements. Mm-hmm. The players that do endorsements.
Sure, right.
It's bad for everybody.
Get that.
This is bad news that the Bachelorette ratings are down. It's bad for us. We talk about the Bachelorette. People are like, I'm not watching that piece of crap.
I don't have the passion for it. I haven't live tweeted it in 3 weeks now, and I'm really okay with that.
I watched all 2 hours last night, though. I gave it up for the team.
I watched 30 minutes of it.
Yeah, I gave him back 35.
I think I recorded some of it.
It's more absurd than usual this year because, I don't know, the guys just seem so wrong in every way. I just can't. But I'm against the grain because I'm watching the tweets that are on the screen there that the viewers are seeing.
Oh, they're loving it.
They love every minute of that thing. They love that Bachelorette.
I'm sure they don't pick those out.
What does racing a go-kart have to do with proving your love for a woman?
I don't
know.
I mean, it's just like, if he doesn't win, he's not proving his love.
Well, the guy that won the race didn't get the rose anyway.
I know. I'm just saying.
But explain I get it in the beginning when we watch shows like this, but why are you guys watching it when, you know, the main girl on there is just kind of average in terms of personality and looks. And I mean, she's a pretty girl, but, you know, whatever, a dime a dozen. And then the guys, you're saying 3/4 of them are definitely not straight.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
And they're not even doing things that are that fun or exciting. So, I mean, why do you watch it? What's the draw?
Well, it's supposed to be a romance thing. You know, for women, it's more about the romance.
Right.
I mean, they climbed a mountain and sat amongst the clouds and sipped wine. They go
well,
and
they climbed
poetry.
A mountain and they turned around.
I find out.
They saw their reflection in the cold rain.
They write poetry together. It's like every Harlequin romance played out on TV.
I like watching it because I find out who wins. And then I want to see if they throw hints out throughout the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if there's something I can pick up that leads me to believe, oh, man, this is the moment where it happened.
And I liked her so much on The Bachelor, Dez, whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. I really liked her.
So much in her name.
But I don't like her as The Bachelorette.
Familiarity breeds contempt, you know? And the more you get to know someone, you're like, wow, there's really not much going on there with you.
Nice.
I tweeted last night, if she couldn't use the word amazing, she would talk less than Marley Matlin. I mean, she has she has three words in her vocabulary. They are cool, amazing, and pretty. And she combines them brilliantly. Wow. That's pretty amazing. That's amazingly pretty cool. That's cool, pretty amazing.
Here's something that was
amazingly cool, pretty.
She is great at sound effects. Did you see her do the fireworks?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
She used her voice to I couldn't even do that. Of course, I tried because it's like kissing him was like fireworks.
Yeah.
I was like, that was pretty good.
And then she basically revealed 3 weeks, 5 weeks before the show's over that it's over. That she's already chosen somebody.
But then she revealed the next breath she's falling in love with someone else.
Is that a Trojan horse they've thrown out for us? Is that what that is?
Probably.
Who
Who'd she say that about? Because I didn't watch that.
Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
and
done.
Brooks is the one that's pulling back saying, I'm not really there yet.
Yeah. We'll get into a couple of Bachelor thoughts here in 1 second. But first, back to this Kids concert on August the 13th. Or 15th. We talked about the VIP packages. They are listed online on kidskids.com. If you go there, that's our official website for our charity, KidsKids. And it's a official 501c3 nonprofit organization. Last 20 years, we've sent just thousands and thousands of people to Disney World families who have a child who have a chronic or a terminal illness, and this is going to help pay for it. These VIP packages are a way for you to donate a considerable amount of money to kids' kids, but also get back a considerably cool and pretty and amazing package, you know?
Yeah.
So you can check those out on kidskids.com, the tickets and the VIP packages. The tickets, by the way, just the GA tickets, go on sale on Friday. And we told you that the headliner for our very first ever Kids Kids concert is going to be Jason Derulo. Be kind of cool if he brought his girlfriend along, too.
A little Jordan Sparks action.
Yeah, buddy.
She told us that Kids Kids was one of her favorite charities that she'd ever been associated with. That was nice.
I think I just heard our producer say fiance.
What?
Fiance at this point? Fiance? Not your girlfriend?
Wow.
Pop the question.
Are they engaged?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, she might just be it. Maybe.
And I'm not trying to be cliche or anything like that, but I will say that we look for an artist here to headline this thing that's really positive in
yeah.
music and somebody
well, for kids,
somebody you know? That we think is making songs that might actually inspire kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that song, you know, The Other Side and Riding Solo and In My Head and all those songs, they're positive messages, you know, and I think it's pretty cool.
So we're not going to have ASAP Rocky
and amazing. Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Not, I love that. Yeah.
yeah.
So who else is going to be there? Well, we pick from our friends that we've had on the show. And I remember the first time I was watching American Idol and they kicked somebody off and then they played this song. And I'm like, wow, that's a good song. That song could be a hit on its own. And then it was.
Fine, oh, you turn out
remember
fine,
yeah.
But you gotta keep your head up.
So we're excited to announce that Andy Grammer will also be performing at the Kids Kids concert August the 15th.
You can let your head down. No, it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave, and we can live like this forever, it's fine by me.
So Jason Derulo, Andy Grammer, that's what we've got for you so far. There
nice.
Are more. You can find out who else by going to kidskids.com, and there's more to be added, so keep it here. Kid Craddock in the Morning, big Kids Kids concert. There's fewer than 2,000 tickets available for this show, so if you want them, just buy them. Just buy them when they go on sale on Friday, because you probably won't have a chance to do it on
probably
Saturday.
Probably sell out pretty quick.
We hope
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah.
We do hope so. All right, back to The Bachelor now. Oh, by the way, speaking of The Bachelorette, Andy Grammer performed the song Crazy Beautiful on the season premiere of The Bachelorette. You guys remember that?
Yeah, she was dancing with Brooks, wasn't she?
Yeah, which on the date with Brooks. Yeah. Actually, Des was singing a version of that. Isn't he straight, straight?
Oh.
Yeah. Is that with a question mark?
Mm-hmm. So on the show last night on The Bachelorette, they brought back some of the girls from last season.
Yeah, I love when they
Sean's season.
Yeah.
Season. And they even brought back Catherine, which I thought was very awkward. Because it came down to Des and Catherine last year, and he chose Catherine when he gave every indication he was going to choose Des.
Well, it was Ashley and Catherine.
Yeah, Des was three, number
okay,
three.
Okay, sorry, she was third.
Yeah.
But she had every reason to think that she was going to get picked.
Yeah. Her brother ruined it for her.
Yeah. And her brother, by the way, is going to be on the show this next week.
It shows how ridiculous this is. I was even telling my daughter, she was kind of halfway watching, I'm like, this is just so stupid. These people don't even know each other. Des was completely convinced she was in love with Sean.
Yeah.
And here Sean is with this girl. Sean's my best friend. We both decided we both want to be best friends. So that's what we both got with each other. And Sean told me before
Catherine,
I came out here with
yeah.
you that I need to give you the best advice of my life. I'm like,
oh my God,
wow.
That's so
no
sweet.
No wonder Sean chose you, because you just sparkle. You light up a room.
And that's so sweet that you're sleeping with the guy that was the true love of my life, because he chose you over me.
Ugh.
But he wants you to give me good advice.
And Des is convincing herself she's already fallen in love with one of them, falling in love with another, maybe uh-huh. falling. It's just so ludicrous.
If you're in love with one of them, then why are you kissing every single one of them?
Exactly.
Good question. But yeah, she now says she's falling in love with Chris, even though she thinks it's over that she's in love with Brooks.
Because even with Chris, I had an amazing time with Chris.
Oh, amazing. 68 amazings from Des alone last night. 68.
You cannot
25
do a
cools.
How sad is it you're counting them?
25 cools and 13 pretties.
Cannot
just
do a drinking game with that amazing.
Oh.
You'll be drunk before the first 10 minutes.
God, give her a book. Give her a book. How can she ever tell us how she feels about anything?
It's not
You know what? Do you know what? If the pyramids are amazing and that and the quiche is amazing, there has to be some difference. If your drink is amazing and
we get it.
It's not just her though. It's every
Revelations is amazing.
We get it.
It's everyone that's been on that show.
It makes you so angry you shouldn't watch it because every girl does. I mean, everyone
every
does.
Every guy does it.
Every guy does it. Every I mean
just every judge on American Idol does it. Everybody's doing it.
Okay, now that you've gotten that out of your system, let's move on.
The stupidification of America.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I swear, if you just had a presidential candidate and changed his name to A. Dat Amazing, he wins.
Sure.
Who are you voting for? Amazing. It's amazing. All right, so Dez loves Chris, and Dez also loves Brooks, and it's over. And Michael G. gets kicked off. He's the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Or, as he says it, prosecutor. And he's heartbroken. Mm. So heartbroken that he calls his mother from the car.
I've never seen that happen. Now, maybe it has happened before one of the seasons I have not watched, but to call your mom in the limo.
Because she probably she had the heads up that, hey, we might be coming out next week or in a couple days.
Coming out.
Until he got home back to the room.
Not that kind of coming out. The family. The home visits.
Yeah.
You know how I know you're gay?
I thought that was him.
All right, so here's here's Michael talking about Dez and how heartbroken he is. Huh?
You're gay. Oh, wait, sorry, stop
it's
it.
It's a wrong clip, my bad.
You're gay. Look, I'm heartbroken, but I do. Look, I think the world of you, and you had to make
it. I think the world of you as well. I truly do. I just had to. Ultimately, I think in picture, you know.
You're gay.
What, was that a scene from Twilight?
You're not gonna meet Desiree. She,
hey, Taylor Lautner.
She sent me home tonight. I just don't know why that keeps happening to me.
Yeah,
man,
we all know why it keeps happening to
if
you.
If I'm accused of a crime and he's my prosecuting attorney, I'm like, Des. Just sitting there like, Des.
Okay, so let's say he goes back to work Monday. And he's standing up there prosecuting some murderer or robber.
Doing prosecution
If you're the
stuff.
Defense attorney, you see him standing up there, you're like, yo, you're the crybaby for the Bachelor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Dez.
If you're on that jury, you're like, dude, you got kicked out of the Bachelor. I'm supposed to convict
and
this guy.
Not only did you get kicked out, you called your mom in the car
and cried.
Was he sweating and or crying?
Both. All of them.
Water was coming out of every pore, every orifice of his body. It was coming out.
What do you call that when they're choosing the jurors? The voir dire?
Voir dire.
Yeah, they're going to be questioning people, asking them about The Bachelor instead of about the case.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? There's still a bunch of women in this country that would take him now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll marry him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he has every quality I'm looking for in a man.
Oh, he's probably with a girl right this minute.
Is he?
Yeah, his mom.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm with a girl right now.
But they're like... Has the jury reached a verdict? We have, Your Honor. What say you? Well, we say not guilty because we think Zach should have gotten a rose.
What a mess. So the home visits are next week.
Oh, boy.
Dez's crazy brother comes back.
Yeah. He put on the serial killer outfit.
Yeah,
and
he did.
Got some new tats.
He's got the creepy look going.
Creepy thing going on.
Standing behind the pillar, giving him the glare.
So people are like, why in the world would she invite him? She didn't, okay? They told her the day they offered her the job.
You gotta have
You can be the bachelorette, but we're bringing in your brother for the last two episodes.
You have to bring your brother.
Because he's the star.
He's gold.
Make him the bachelor.
Wait, so how many more episodes that I'm not going to watch?
Three or four, I guess. Hometown visits, and she'll kick out another one, then she'll go down to three, and then they'll stretch this out. Yeah. Then they got to do...
Yeah, make that brother.
The men tell all.
Yeah.
Come back, and then they got to do the finale, and then the after the rose. Oh, it's horrible.
And then Catherine will run in there going, actually, he really is my best friend. I'm just my best friend.
So aggravated by the whole franchise.
Wait, so Catherine
right now.
And Sean broke up then?
God, they just find the most boring people. No, they're not. They're together.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I didn't get a chance to see this yesterday. Did you guys see the video that came out from the three Cleveland kidnapping victims?
Yes, I saw a little excerpt of
it. No, what was it?
Well, they put out a video that was made at the law firm that's representing the three of them because apparently there's been a trust fund established that a lot of people have donated to. I didn't know about it, but I'll tell you right now, I'm going to donate to it.
Yeah, people were just, when
if
things
there's
happen,
ever three people that deserve a chance in life, it's these three who've been held against their will, chained up,
and
the terrible, terrible things that happened to them. You know the story, I hope, in Cleveland I'm talking about. So those three did a video where they're just basically reading and saying, thank you for your donations, and here's, you know, and here's how I'm doing now and that kind of thing. And it's very positive, and you just watch that and you think, man, how just how damaged are these?
Oh, the therapy just, they must have to go through. Just to get to this point, though, it's incredible.
Yeah. And one of the girls had her mom in the video with her. And the mom jumped in and said, just please do me this favor. If ever your child is missing, rely on your neighbors. Talk to your neighbors. On the other hand, you go back to her case, and that neighbor, one of the neighbors that they were talking to
was
that was
searching.
Helping was the guy who was holding them.
Yeah.
He's making flyers and stuff.
Yeah, well.
Crazy. So they've got videos out. They've raised over $1 million so far.
That's
people throw money. When there's tragedy or something happens, they don't know what else to do. They just throw money. And so I'm glad they established a trust. So
I don't call this one throwing money.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. They just want to give money. They don't know what else to do. Yeah. That's what you can do.
Right. I see this as something that could be really, really helpful. You know, I mean, these girls are, like you said, they're going to go through a lot, and they're going to need a lot of therapy, a lot of help, a lot of support.
Not just them, that little girl that was born in captivity.
Yeah. Yeah, in the basement.
What do you do? I mean, look, when you've gone through that, I guess you go on a speaking circuit or something.
I think they say they just
I don't know, not
according to them, because all three of them just said, just please, thank you for leaving us alone. That's not somebody that wants to cash in on it.
Well, no, I'm not saying cashing in. I'm just saying to make a living from this point on, you got to do something.
Why? You have to do something related to that? Why?
No.
Why not pursue
a
passion that you had that you weren't able to pursue because you were locked in somebody's basement?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What if you want to be a fashion designer? What if you want to be a, you know, who knows? I mean, what if you want to be a school teacher?
Yeah.
But hopefully this money will help to get them on that path, get them into college or whatever.
Right.
I feel especially bad for, I think it's Melissa, the 32-year-old.
Is she the one that had the baby?
I'm not sure, but she obviously has some issues, you know, and to think that somebody could take advantage of a girl like that, you know.
She was the one that miscarried several times.
Oh, okay.
Awful.
Yeah. Oof.
And the video does bring all those feelings back that you had, but at least you can see that they're on the right track now, you know. All right, let's get to new music today because there's a bunch of new music out. It's New Music Tuesday, and we said that one of the New Music Tuesdays we're going to play for you, one of the artists, comes from maybe the best performance we've ever had in the Canal Side Lounge.
Sure, one of them.
See if you guys know. Well, you know who it is.
New Music Tuesday. Wow. I'm Kid Craddock in the morning.
But we'll start with an album that has 29 tracks on it. 29 tracks.
That's a lot of tracks.
Yeah, but it's a bloody good album. It's the Game of Thrones album. And it's bloody good.
Who's going to listen to this in their car?
I guess you can think about the stabbings and stuff. And
yeah, you're not really going to be nodding your head.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of...
Let me just give guys a tip if you're a big fan of Game of Thrones. On the first date, I wouldn't have this playing in the CD player. Like...
Is this what was planned during the Red Wedding or whatever it was called?
I don't see it knocking off Katy Perry or anything, you know.
Nah.
It's okay. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You guys enjoying that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
good music.
If you're a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Even if I'm a big fan of the show, I'm not going to buy that.
You just put on when you're like having a dinner party or something, it's background music, or what would you do with that?
All I can think of is Walter Frey just going nuts with that knife, you know, going nutso with that knife, killing everybody. Robb Stark and his mother.
Yeah, that Robb Stark. Oof. Good guy, right?
No relation.
And how about the Daenerys freeing the slaves from the city of Yonkai?
How about that?
Shout out, man.
I mean, you guys got to be shocked about that.
Totally.
And Kelly, if you ever save up and buy HBO, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Well, I got Showtime. I think that's enough.
You got free Showtime?
Whoa.
See, that's the thing. It was free for a while, and now suddenly I'm paying for it.
Oh, that's how they get you.
What's on
that Showtime you like, Dexter?
I don't watch Showtime.
Don't watch it.
I just realized
I have it again. I forgot about it.
Yeah, Dexter's on Showtime.
Anything else on Showtime?
Homeland.
Something I was watching last night.
Homeland, Kelly. Good. Keep it till
John
Homeland.
Voight? No.
Keep it till Homeland.
Have you watched that Ray Donovan show?
No.
With Liev Schreiber.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
I like Liev Schreiber. He's good. He's cool.
Lieb.
Lieb.
Good old Lieb.
Keep it to Schreiber.
Jay-Z's album's out today.
Yep.
Anybody going to buy it?
I might dabble a couple songs here and there.
I think I'll buy the whole thing.
Yeah. I probably will. It's not getting great reviews, but
it's not.
He's normally one of those that I'll buy it regardless and listen to it for a while, give it a chance.
You know you're a pretty big designer when the single off Jay-Z's new album is Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair.
Is that Justin?
One day you're here, one day you're there.
This is Holy Grail.
Yeah, it is Justin.
You're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy Grail.
That's got to be a heady moment for Bieber to be singing on a Jay-Z
album. Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Timberlake.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
When you said Justin, I'm like, wait a minute. I knew, I knew Timberlake.
Now you're going with Justin Bieber every time we say Justin now?
Because they're touring together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One day you're there. All
right, let's hear the Tom Ford song. See how that is.
Molly, I rock Tom Ford. International, bring back the Concorde. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard.
I'm richer than you. You ever price anything from Tom Ford?
I don't even know what that is.
Jenna, how much is a Tom Ford dress?
Yeah, well, the clothing's a different story. I think he just makes men's suits, but I know Tom Ford for me
sunglasses.
That I bought and someone broke was a nearly $400 pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, there you go.
$400 for sunglasses?
I had to kill that person.
That's why you don't buy $400 sunglasses. You can get them for $10.
Thank you, Jason.
Have you seen the guys wearing his suits, though? Tom Ford's one of those guys that a lot of women, it's like the Nate Berkus, like, why does he have to be gay?
Yeah.
He's so good-looking and just makes, like, the best suits.
And he is right now the hottest designer in the world. I mean, there's nobody even close.
Are his suits, like... Sometimes with women clothing, you can look at it and tell who made that. Are the Tom Ford suits for men like
just watch,
that?
Nice skinny watch Seacrest on Idol. He's rocking Tom
so
Ford.
So Justin Timberlake suits.
And they're custom. You know what I mean? You go in there and they'll make them custom. I don't even know how much they are. I'm assuming probably close to like $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But they look great.
Mm-hmm. Like even his cologne is like $200 for 2 ounces or something. But
the lipstick is $60.
Yeah,
let's put it
it's what you were talking about with Jay-Z being kind of out of touch now. You know,
he is
always talking about Tom Ford.
About Tom Ford.
Yeah, the other rappers are like, someday I'm going to own Tom Ford, and Jay-Z means someday I'm going to buy Tom Ford,
right?
And actually own Tom Ford.
The other rappers just driving a Ford.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kelly, you didn't mention it, so I'll go ahead. Tom Ford was used to be the head designer for Gucci.
Oh, thank you for saying what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know you were thinking it, but I didn't know if anybody said it yet.
Thank you for speaking for me and the world.
Sure. Sure. And pretty soon, I'd like to have your thoughts on Alexander Wang heading over to Chanel. That's got to be huge
for
you.
It's shocking news, right? Yeah. The design world has been rocked.
Wang's going to Chanel?
Yep. Wang's going to Chanel.
That's definitely my favorite clothing designer. If I had all the money in the world, I would buy everything else.
Well, you won't be able to afford it now because it's going to say Chanel on it.
Alexander.
All right. You guys remember Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra!
Goodies.
Sierra!
This beat is automatic supersonic, hypnotic.
And how about 1-2 step? Wouldn't that hurt too?
That's it.
Yeah.
Let me see that 1-2 step.
Wasn't this like 99 or something?
No, it's like 2003-ish. Okay. Or maybe. Right?
Well, she has a fifth album. Her fifth album is out, and they're saying it's a good one. It includes a new single called I'm Out.
I just went through a breakup. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get ready for Nicki Minaj on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do my hair, put on some makeup. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to see what tonight gonna take us. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I post some pics up looking sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Won't text me.
Man, the bass they put in these records now, it's like everything's EDM.
Man,
I'm really into EDM.
The twerking
right now.
That's going on in the video is
a
even
lot of
better.
Twerking, yeah. Sierra's beautiful.
Nicki Minaj looking good in that video with her, too.
I ran into her in Vegas and I just asked her for her cell phone number and she gave it to me. That was
a long time ago. Let's call her.
Well, I will. My
Sierra?
Phone's in the office, yeah. That was a long time
ago. You never called. You got her phone number, you never called.
Never
her.
Once called it. Just walked right up. Hey, Sierra. Kid Craddock.
Can I have it?
Can I have it? Can I have your number? she gave it to me. And then her album started sucking. I had no reason to call her. Now I can call her.
Now you're interested, huh?
Yeah. Sierra's new album might not be a flawless return, but it sets her back on the track toward relevancy. That's good.
Bet you she changed it.
Let's call her.
Kelly gets all mad when we call celebrities.
Well, what are you going to do when you call her?
We're going to say,
congratulate her on the new record. She'll love it.
What song should we buy?
She will love it.
She will love it.
Of course. It's free publicity.
Tell her we're going to send her some goodies.
Castro. I have Fidel Castro in here.
Yeah.
Why do you have Fidel?
Fidel.
Oh, he had it. You know, he was trying to get help with his single.
You sure you don't mean Jason Castro, that idol?
C-I.
You don't have it.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chuck.
I think that. Yep.
Chill.
You don't.
The Chickering. Cheryl.
Are you going to go through all of them? You're at the C-H.
Charlie.
I mean, go to the I. H-I.
C-I.
Okay, there you go.
Christopher. Chuck. Sierra.
Boom.
Sierra. Is there a 333 area code?
I don't think so. Like,
you get your bad digits. Though.
Maybe 303?
I love bad digits. I'm calling.
I get bad digits.
Oh, I have no problem. Signal in here.
We never have signal. Office. You know what? You do have a phone right there on the board.
Very true.
You saying use this?
That's hard, man.
That's pretty cool.
Call Sierra. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, they say there's the 333 area code doesn't exist. In
it
the
does
US.
Not?
Maybe 313.
I'm not going to bother with this if the area code doesn't exist.
313, right?
This is what she gave me. 333.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
What doesn't work?
Don't tell it?
No, just in case.
I think it's the area code for Manzanillo, Mexico.
Manzanillo? Oh, yeah, let's go.
And it's your summer home.
Is it 3? Oh, wow. Not in service. Yeah. Please check the number and try your call again.
Is it 8675309? Is that the number she gave you? 333-8675309?
Hi, I was calling for Sierra. If you could have her return my call. Thank you. This is Kid Craddock.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Yeah.
Please check the number and try your call again.
You mean it's not 333-333-333-333?
Give you a fake number, dude.
Give you a fake number, dude.
No, it can't be fake. It says here, 333-555-5555.
Yeah.
It's all called a celebrity.
That's not embarrassing.
Well, I'm bummed out about that.
I don't want to call it. Why are you calling
Let's call Shamar Moore and see if you remember.
Do I have to call another celebrity now?
Yeah. No.
All right, we'll call a celebrity.
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Now, you go through yours. I'll go through mine.
You want to call Shamar Moore?
Do you want to call Shamar Moore?
No.
Oh, I know who.
Why not?
Because he might tell us what really happened.
I know who.
Oh.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
I got one.
Hold on, I got some.
Don't call, like, Coolio.
No, I'm not going to call Coolio.
Let's call Bieber.
I can call Fifi Dobson.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, if you'll just sit back for a minute, I'll pop in those digits so we can get a hold of Colby O'Donis.
What?
How about a little Sarah Bareilles?
That's pretty big.
That is pretty good.
Okay, Colby O'Donis.
If you don't want Fifi Dobson.
Colby O'Donis is pretty good. He was Lady Gaga.
Play Colby O'Donis for me.
Who's Colby O'Donis?
He did that song with Lady Gaga when she first came out.
He was in here. He's good.
No, he screwed up, remember?
You know, he's still good. Let's see. Calling celebrities.
Kelly, you got to get somebody, too.
I am not.
Yeah?
Is that Colby?
Yeah.
Where's Colby?
Gonna be okay. There you go.
That was her.
All right, turn that off. How about Pete Wentz?
Yeah, we call him.
Elliot Yameen.
Elliot, that's it. I got his number, too.
Want to call Elliot?
Yeah.
No.
Let's call Elliot.
Enrique Iglesias.
I even have his piano.
You have Enrique's number?
Let's call Enrique. I have no service. Oh, God.
We have the same number.
What are you going to say when he answers?
What's up? Stuff. What do you think of Sierra's new record?
Oh, my gosh.
Want to call Tone Loc?
Can I go to the bathroom now?
No. Oh, I got Jamie Kennedy. Jamie Kennedy.
I love Jamie Kennedy.
Enrique Iglesias.
The boo.
Uh-oh.
This is bad.
JC, speak in Spanish.
Okay. You want, like, Mexican DJ voice?
No.
Bueno.
My only hope is he gave you a wrong number.
Don't take that off, dude.
Ringtone?
Take that off.
Uh-oh.
Your call has been forwarded to an on-site voice message system.
Love you.
That's him. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Enrique, hey, what's up? This is your boy, Kid Craddock. I'm just calling to get Sierra's phone number from you, so give me a call back.
No, Sierra.
Call me at the station. Call me at the station.
Call me at the station. Hey, what's up, Enrique?
Thanks, Ricky.
No.
Your friends call him Ricky.
No, Ricky, no.
Bye, Rick. All right, so we should have that number in a minute. You want to see if Pharrell's got it?
Yeah. Right. You don't have Pharrell.
You calling Pharrell. Pharrell?
That's so old. He probably changed it.
Oh, I think I got...
Pharrell's probably got Sierra's number, right?
This number is not in service.
Oh, there you go.
I think I got Akon's number.
Really?
Let me see.
You got Freddie Wexler.
Here, you want to try it?
I have that, too.
I have my...
oh, my God. I have 11 Katie's.
Here, you want to call Akon?
I have my.
I think it's the bottom.
I have my AT&T UVerse installation guy's phone number.
What's he gonna do?
Okay, Al, yeah. Don't give me a celebrity's number that's toll free.
No, the bottom one. The bottom one.
You right got there. A toll free celebrity number?
I think that's his booking agent or something.
Who let's you try this one?
Is it Coolio?
No,
that was Akon. That was Akon.
That's Kelly Raspberry.
No, don't call that one.
Yeah,
I'll call Tony Trovato.
How about Kenny Rogers? You got to know when to hold up.
You do not have Kenny Rogers.
God. Right here.
That Kenny Rogers.
That Kenny.
Do you just put names and photos in your phone
right
with no
there's
numbers?
No, there's no photos. I have every Jonas brother in here. Oh. Which one you want?
Whichever, Joe. Call Joe.
Hold on. I'm in the case.
That was quick.
Give me a letter.
Jason.
Give me a letter.
One I remember.
Z.
Not Z.
Q.
All I have is J.
Do you have Bonquique?
I don't have Bonquique. I got Yankee Pete.
He's a DJ.
I got Lady Gaga.
Get out of here. You do not.
I do right there. Lady Gaga. 212-321.
Ah, what are you doing? If you do.
Call Lady Gaga.
About what?
Her
exactly.
Fans.
That's what
Sierra's
I'm saying.
Number?
What are we even doing?
What were you calling Enrique about?
Can we get back to new music or was that it?
No, we got more. We got more new music. Skylar Grey has something out today.
There's good stuff out, isn't there?
Yeah, there's
here
great stuff.
I want to buy some
Skylar
things.
Grey's out today. Love this song.
Well, that's all right because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
All right, so that's her old one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one.
I love the way you
well, she wrote that one for Rihanna and Eminem.
Right. The new one's called Back From. Did she sit here and play for us once?
Yeah, she did all the hooks she wrote.
Gosh, she's so good.
She sang the,
oh, that I Need a Doctor song.
I Need a Doctor.
Yeah. About to lose my with Dr. Dre. You've been
gone for so long. Her voice is mesmerizing.
I'm running out of time. I need a doctor. Call me a doctor. I need a doctor. Doctor. To bring me back to life.
You scared me.
I told them all.
So good.
Oh, I know that song.
All right, let's hear the new one. This is called Back from the Dead, Skylar Grey, her second album. This is her first album ever as Skylar Grey. Her last album she released under the name Holly Brook.
Huh.
This is the first one is Skylar Grey. And look who's on it. Eminem, Big Sean, and Travis Barker.
I never thought that you and I would ever meet again. I mourn the loss of you sometimes. Pray for peace within. The word destroyed cannot describe.
She's one of these artists. All the female artists are going, write me something. Kind of like the Ryan Tedder on the female side.
Now that you're back from the dead.
Let's call Skylar.
I got Big Sean's number. He's one of my waiters.
Anybody have Skylar's number?
No,
but I got a buddy who knows Skylar.
Yeah?
You guys.
I got Caroline Craddock's number.
Do you?
I got Sean from 303's
here's
number.
Here's what I got in the S's. I got Scarlett Johansson, right. Scooter Braun. I got Scott the poker dealer. I got Scott Wisniewski who went on one date with Kelly. That was cool.
I got Samantha Big Boobs.
I don't have that. I got Shane, my buddy Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I got Sean who works over at UVerse.
Sandra Martinez.
I call him on my UVerse break. Yeah. I got Shinsei.
Oh, Shinsei.
That's a good restaurant.
Uh-huh. I got Sonny Joe.
I think I have Scooter Braun's old number because he gave it away to some guy named Kush Roth.
Really? I got Steven Tyler.
And Sarah David Ehrman.
Steven Tyler. That didn't work. You got Skylar?
I
got Spencer Pratt.
Al is.
Oh, let's call Spencer. What's he been up to?
Al
let's call Spencer
Sarah,
TPS Sierra's number.
Is Sarah David Yerman just a girl named Sarah you bought a David Yerman?
Right. Exactly.
I think so.
Exactly.
I really don't remember, to be honest with you.
Want to call Taylor Hansen?
Yeah, Scott Robb.
No. Want to call Timbaland? See what he's doing?
Scott.
This is great.
Scott Tow Truck.
Okay.
We're getting the whirly bird.
All right. Now we have the the best performance in the studio, and it's weird. You guys said it was.
You were here.
I was not here. I was in L.A. for some reason, and I was doing the show with you guys, but I wasn't in the studio when this happened.
Yeah, we've all agreed on this, right?
Yeah.
Well, except me. I can't agree because I wasn't here. I can't have an opinion.
But, it was good.
But he did. Here's the song he did for us in the studio. Mr. 305. That's a live performance in our studio. These are all live performances in our studio, including this one. Listen to this. That was live.
Yeah.
You can see it right now on Kid TV as he's performing.
One of the best, man.
He had an 808, he had a drum.
Just got everybody all psyched up, you know?
Guitarist, bass.
Well, he rolled in with, I mean, what, 9 cases of equipment?
Amazing. I wasn't here, and I just said amazing, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm so angry with you. Get a dictionary.
Holiday Inn. All right, you ready for brand new Pitbull?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Dale.
Brand new Pitbull, Mr. 305 International Takeover, Pitbull and Friends featuring Baby Bash. Oh, way to throw a bone to Baby Bash.
He's doing all right.
How about Frankie J? Throw him a bone.
Frankie J doing all right.
Trick Daddy. He's throwing all kinds of bones out there to people that need him. Mm-hmm. Here's his new song. It's called Girls Gone Wild. Girls gone wild, the girls, they gone crazy. Girls gone wild, the girls, they gone crazy. There is nothing about Pitbull I don't like. He's a good
Baby
rapper,
Bash.
Too. That was Baby Bash right there. You got me lifted, lifting, feeling good.
That's Frankie J.
Call Frankie J.
I got Frankie J.
Oh, my gosh.
Sugar, how you get so high. Sugar, how you get so high.
Yeah.
No, that's both of them.
It's both of them, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But you're singing the Frankie J part.
Well, why are you hating? I don't know the rap part.
I ain't hating on you.
I'm too old to rap. You know that. I'm coming home, JC. That's it. I'm coming home.
Thanks, Skyler.
There's your new Music Tuesday with Kid Craddock in the morning. We're roughly an hour and a half late. but think of all the big celebrities you got to hear. Think of all the big celebrities you got to hear on the phone.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Sierra.
Who else you want to talk to?
No.
Give me a letter.
T.
Cannon, give me a letter.
T.
P.
T. Timbaland.
Yeah.
Tara.
Well, Timberlake.
Teddy Geiger.
Yeah.
No, he was cute. He liked Caroline.
Kid used to have
Caroline
the biggest crush on Teddy Geiger, didn't you?
I thought he was great.
You thought he was going to be
call
the
your boy Ed.
I thought he was going to be so huge.
Yeah, call Ed Sheeran.
He'll talk to you. Won't he?
He would, but I don't want to burn that bridge yet.
Oh.
You don't want to burn it yet?
I care too much.
Maybe later?
Maybe later.
You mean because that's the real number and he'd answer?
Yes. Tony Romo.
Call him.
Has he got Sierra's
number? No, he's playing golf right now.
Hey.
Ron Jaworski just got him at 15 as the 15th best quarterback in the NFL. How's he feel, Colin?
Mm. You think Trent Reznor would have Sierra's number?
Probably not.
All right.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
This just in, the American Airlines flight attendant accused of smuggling rats in her pantyhose is fighting back.
What?
You heard me right. Her name is Luann Giambattista, and she was accused of sneaking her pet rats onto an airplane inside her pantyhose. A pilot says he witnessed a bulge in her pocket during a layover, which he concluded was a stowaway pet. Well, she's fighting back now and is suing American Airlines, saying that all the anxiety she had to go through when being searched by federal agents when she passed through customs. You know, that thing that happens to us every time we fly?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but they flagged her passport, which means she has to sometimes do full-on searches.
Every time. And she said that she tried to get switched to domestic flights, so that wouldn't be an issue anymore, and they refused. They kept her on the international flights. Mm-hmm.
So she is on the do-not-fly list because of rats in her pants.
For a whole year.
And they never found anything.
A rat that was never discovered.
Ah, they never took the rat out.
No.
They never found a rat.
There
they searched
no rat.
Her. They're...
So why would they? Did they just guess it was a pet rat?
Well, somebody ratted on her.
Does she have a pet rat?
She does have a pet rat kid.
Coincidence?
She has a lot of animals. Her lawyer said she's actually, she is a pet lover. She has dogs and hamsters and gerbils, and she did have a rat, but the rat died.
Well, it suffocated and stuffed in all those pantyhose.
Right.
And then another flight attendant swears that she saw this flight attendant feeding her pet rat that was she was hiding in a paper cup.
I mean, but, if she did have a rat, who cares? I mean, is it really
on a
that
plane?
Bad?
Yeah,
it's a,
that's
a pet
bad.
Rat.
It gets worse, you guys. That rat did not turn off its electronic device on takeoff.
Oh, how dare she.
The little headphones on.
It's
little,
a federal crime.
Little eye rat.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.